Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, Good News, Bad News edition. The bad news: the ep we taped last Monday was intended to be a premium ep that would plop next week, but there was a computer crash during the taping, so the first 20 minutes or so got lost. I blame one of my guests, Sean Cullen, for being cursed. He is a cursed man, because he was a guest in the last show that we lost up in Toronto last September. He is bad news, that guy. Hilarious bad news, but the good news is that this is now a free ep with a recap at the top by me that'll last about 6 to 8 minutes, Marc Maron style. Also, the crowd wasn't mic'd to my as much as I would like it to be, because it was a great crowd and they were on fire, and so keep that in mind while you're listening to it. We're trying to fix the audio to get them louder and more like how they really were on the day, because it was a really great crowd. I'm complaining, so you don't have to. So I started the show. My name's Doug, blah, blah, blah. From Zany's Comedy Club in Nashville, Tennessee, on Monday, May 28th, to Ocean 12. Memorial Day observed. Thank you to everyone who paid to be here. Since last I spoke, you listened, I saw Men in Black 3, or as I like to call it, MIB3, No D, Ghost Protocol. More on that later. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. At JP underscore Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, tweeted, "Prometheus might be the greatest prequel since Super High Me." Big laughs, big laughs. Good job, JP underscore Aaron. This has been Tweet Relief, tweets about movies featuring me. Are any of you guys going to Bonnaroo this year? Look for my very special movie Interruptions in the cinema tent on Thursday and Friday at 4:20 with awesome guests that you can figure out who might be there by just looking at which comedians and musicians and filmmakers are at the festival that I might know. All of them have been on my podcast before, I think. Now it's time for Watch This, Not That. And in this particular edition, I asked two women in the crowd to each name a movie. The first one said Pulp Fiction. The second one said Gone with the Wind. I said, I don't give a damn about Gone with the Wind. I've never even seen it. And so then I said, watch Pulp Fiction, not Gone with the Wind. This has been Watch This, Not that. Then I dug into the prize bag. There's lots of fun stuff in there. A pig with a Toronto Maple Leafs jersey on it from Sean. One of his books, one of his several young adult books that sound very fun if you're into books that are for people that are younger than you. Some Skittles were in there from the green room at Zany's, because they always have nice candy in the green room there. Appreciate that. Doug Loves Movies t-shirt, which are always available at douglovesmovies.com and at astrecords.com. And Graham Elwood's stuff, a Palm Strike shirt and a Palm Strike dance party CD that you can get at comedyfilmnerds.com. Krista, who was the audience winner, was the third person to be introduced on stage that day. Sean, Colin, Graham Elwood, and Krista Martin. And she told us that she drove from Florence, Alabama, about 2.5 hours away. So she did that drive with her husband twice, there and back. And she also told us that she works at the Helen Keller Hospital in marketing. She actually brought some stuff from there, like a tote bag and some keep abreast lanyards and bracelets. I assume that was some sort of charity event. And a fish sticker. Fish is also always a charity event. Very popular. And, yeah. Oh, and she brought a Walking Dead 3 comic book, hardcover comic, still in the plastic wrap. So that was a cool thing for her to bring. And she was a great guest. And we had a lot of fun with her working at the Helen Keller Hospital, as you can imagine, that she was working in marketing. I asked her if she listens to podcasts at work, and she admitted that she did. And then somehow that became, I'm glad she's not a surgeon, and then jokes about her doing surgery at her desk while listening to podcasts. That was definitely, you had to be there, but it's also will help you in understanding some of the references later in the show. We talked about Graham's book that's coming out soon. We talked about Men in Black 3, about how we all thought that it was played a little fast and loose with the rules, depending on the circumstances. I said it felt like they were writing it, the movie, as they were making it, which I think I heard something about that in the press, so it's not that an astute observation, but I still feel it that that's the result. You know, it's got fun parts. We mentioned that Will Smith hadn't been in a movie since 7 Pounds, which seems crazy. That was like 4 years ago. And there were several references to Bryce in the balcony, because he was a dude that took his shirt off the day before on stage and freaked everybody out with his crazy man boobs. And we made fun of him on this particular day because he was sitting in the balcony wearing a hat that made him look like a newsie. At the part where I say, does anyone hunger for games? I actually said, does anyone patriot for games? Because that was suggested by Slabbery on Twitter. And I gave it a try, but I'm going to go back to hunger for games in the next episode for sure. And then I explained how ABCD's Nuts works to Graham and Krista and Sean. And then we began the game. Thank you for listening to this 6 minute and 30 second recap. Enjoy the show.
Got it?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't believe you. We'll start with Graham, then we'll go to Krista, and then we'll go to Sean. Graham.
All the President's Men.
Your letter is L. I'm just kidding. So B to Krista.
Big.
Big, like it. Now, don't yell out in the audience, you guys. It's just between these folks.
Castaway.
Nice. Graham gets D.
Dogfight.
Who, what?
Dogfight.
Okay. I believe you.
It's a Lily Taylor.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Joe lies when he cries.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Krista, you get...
Event Horizon.
What?
Event Horizon.
Nicely done.
Firestorm.
Okay. G for Graham.
Goldeneye?
Mm-hmm. You don't have to say them as a question.
Hope Floats.
Hope Floats?
Yeah, it does.
I've seen
look at
it.
That. Look at that floating 7-pounder right there.
You named it Hope?
I name all of mine.
Yeah, I took a shit later that day and I called it Change. These are my shits, Hope and Change.
And then I gave my shit to another guy and called it Charity. In Bruges.
Oh, sweet Charity.
So what's it to me?
Jay?
Jury duty.
Mm-hmm. You guys are good at this. We might be here a while. K to Krista.
King Kong.
Mm-hmm. L.
Live and let die.
Mm-hmm. M.
Misery.
Mm-hmm. N.
No Country for Old Men.
Mm-hmm. Do I even need to participate? You guys are great at this.
On the waterfront.
Uh-huh.
So is it P to me? Prometheus coming out this summer.
Oh!
It's got to be movies that have already opened. You're out.
What the fuck?
I'm just kidding. I'm like Men in Black 3. I make it up as I go.
New rules.
Q goes to...
Quicksilver.
Mm-hmm. Bicycling movie with Kevin Bacon. R.
Red Dawn.
Red Dawn. Very nice. Wolverines. Little Wolverines.
Wolverines.
Silver Streak.
Mm-hmm. T.
Three Kings.
You didn't use a D one. That's nice.
I'm saving those.
Unbreakable.
V for Vendetta.
Really? Yeah. You guys got excited by that?
Because I was kind of finger-banging the audience.
Yeah, what were you doing with the fucking scissor move?
Happy Memorial Day!
W to Krista.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Mm-hmm.
Yellowbeard.
Z Graham.
Yellow Submarine.
Nope. What? What happened? Nope. Who got X?
What?
You should be X there, Sean.
Oh.
What did you say? W? I'm sorry. I was out of line. Zardoz.
Wow.
Sean Connery.
All right. So, yeah, like I said, Yellow Submarine.
X's are exhausted now. Zardoz.
No, I know some more X's.
Oh, shit.
But
xylophone fuckers.
Shh. Don't say them.
Xylophone fucker.
So Graham said Yellow Submarine.
Zoolander.
Zoolander. Back to A.
Appaloosa.
Boys Don't Cry.
Carrie.
Dog Day Afternoon.
Three.
Elvis.
I've known Graham for a long time, and that's what he blurts out whenever he's panicked about something. He's kind of a what would Elvis do kind of guy.
I want my last word on earth to be Elvis.
Elvis.
It's the weirdest thing he said when he died. But yes, there's a documentary about Elvis called Elvis.
Yep.
So, good for you. Take that shit to Memphis.
Boom.
Far and away.
Mm-hmm.
Great Expectations.
All right, let me just stop you guys for a second. No dugouts.
All right.
Yeah. We're gonna go hard now. It's going to get crazy.
So H is...
You can only do foreign films. Here we go. I hope they hire me to write Men in Black 4, because I can really... I can make it up as we go.
What is it to me?
I think... Wouldn't it have been neat... Well, sidebar. Wouldn't it have been neat... Wouldn't it have been cool if you're sitting there watching Men in Black 3 and then suddenly they have to go back in time and then while you're watching it, that's when you find out that what's-his-name, Brolin, is playing young Tommy Lee Jones and that's where you just... Because then you get that discovery there would cover the fact that then there's a lot of him sitting around talking, and it's not really that amazing. He's doing a great impression, and he does a good job, but it's like, that to me is like something, no one's going to that movie thinking like, oh, thank God they got a younger Tommy Lee Jones. Oh my God, they got a guy that's 14 years younger than him. He even says in the movie that he's 29.
And, it looks like,
yeah,
wow,
and Will Smith is like, rough road for you, buddy, or whatever.
Yeah,
like
29 city years.
Yeah. You've taken a few 7-pounders to the face.
Oh,
thank God that went somewhere. What was I talking about?
Jesus.
You got good weed in Nashville. So, we'll go... We'll go faster and harder.
What did you say?
I think you're H.
I'm H?
Oh. You're H.
Highlander.
Okay, that's the Highlander, so you're out.
What?
It's probably just Highlander, isn't it?
It's just Highlander.
Okay, yeah. You're good.
It is.
In the name of the Father.
Jesus Christ Superstar.
Also, try not swear during this game.
Yeah, Krista's son is listening, so...
What happened?
Killing Fields.
Oh. That's the Killing Fields for sure. You're out.
Oh, fuck.
So you still have K, yes.
Kill
I'm
Bill. Really out for the. That's
she got
bullshit.
Kill Bill. I know, right? It's part
you
of the fun.
Kill Bill?
This
yes.
would last all day if you could do
so,
that.
So, L.
Three.
Love.
Two.
Actually.
Oh! I thought you might go as a many splendored thing. All right, M to Krista.
Monsters, Inc.
N.
Neverland.
We've got a challenge.
There's a remake of Peter Pan called Neverland that was just shown on cable TV.
Can you guys confirm that? If I find out later this is some straight-to-cable bullshit, if I find out this was a play that was performed at a high school and shown on public access,
it's about
if
a
I
plane,
find out that your daughter...
If there's about a plane that has no wheels and so can never land.
Oh, Krista.
Hi.
Oh.
Oh. Open water.
Porkies.
Q.
Quick change.
Mm-hmm. R.
Run.
Three, two.
Run away.
What?
Run away with
Tom Selleck, you yes. son of a bitch. Okay, S.
Stop or my mom will shoot.
Telephone booth.
Good move.
No! It's called Phone Booth. It's called Phone Booth.
Yeah.
You're out.
Yeah.
She won.
Unbelievable. Wow. Is Helen Keller really like a video store? Is that what it is? It's not a hospital. Helen Keller's video and books.
I worked at a video store all through college.
Ah, okay.
Several video
They got some
stores.
Really nice Braille DVDs.
Yeah,
that's
really
they,
good.
They're just coming out with Braille Blu-ray.
Blu-ray Braille. It's pretty sweet.
Braille described video.
Yes.
Yeah, so good.
For the deaf.
High def Braille.
She walks into a... Anyway.
Well, that
Tommy
was,
Lee Jones looks on quizzically. In Braille. But it's going on inside your head. You can't speak the words. That's the inner monologue.
What's happening?
I'm just doing Braille described video for the deaf who cannot speak, and they're running their fingers along the side of the DVD as it's playing, receiving the described video, but they can only hear it within their mind because they cannot speak it themselves.
That guy's high. Just keep talking. I'm going to figure out who's high here right now.
Sean Cullen, you are the Sebastian Cabot of comedy. People who are fans of
it ain't me, babe. No,
Graham,
no,
you're the Dennis Miller of references nobody knows.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I take great pride in that. There's one All in the Family fan out there listening, and that just I just fucking exploded their head.
It's a family affair.
It's called Family Affair.
Family Affair.
Right, but they're fans of all those shows. So really, what I'm saying...
Buffy, Jody, don't kill yourselves. Buffy.
Oh.
Too okay. late. Krista gets to go first and build a title. And
who does?
Krista.
Oh, build a title.
She rocked that shit. That was amazing.
She's on a hot streak.
I wanna rock that shit all night.
All right, I'm sorry.
It's infectious, isn't it?
It is. Magical. Vocals.
Stop. I have Michael Jackson's Braille albums for the deaf as well, where you can feel the moonwalk as you imagine the music within your mind.
You can feel the wine he's giving children before he rapes them. Don't moan the truth, motherfuckers!
Helen, are you okay? Are you okay, Helen?
You've been hit by a smooth Braille page.
Okay, we'll start with Krista. And at Conan the Barber suggested for a starter title and build a title, a motion picture called Inner Space. So what can you do with that, Krista? Inner Space. Got to add a title to the beginning or the end that makes sense and people, a movie people know, have heard of. I'm looking at you, Graham.
What's that?
Nothing. What do you got? Anything?
Inner Space Ventura Pet Detective?
Yeah. Could have just busted out some jam, but Space Ventura Pet Detective is, again, from your lips to Jim Carrey's ears. How great would that be? Put Ace Ventura out in space. He's on he's on some sort of space arc with a bunch of animals.
Is it my turn?
It could be the cast of Madagascar.
It's your turn, John. It's definitely your turn.
Okay. Thinner Space Ventura. Yeah. Pet Detective.
Thinner, all right. So it's.
I was thinking about going winner space, but that thinner is good. Thinner Space Ventura Pet Detective. This could be an actual movie. This could be a real project.
It's in development.
What do you think, Gran? Anything that ends in thin or begins with...
Ends in thin.
Detective. You know, one of our favorite TV shows, of course, is... it's not on the air anymore, but it was called Detective Sleepy. Yeah. It was on right after Boat and Ouch on Friday nights on CBS.
Yeah. Crime gets a wake-up call on an all-new Detective Sleepy, right?
That's the one.
You got nothing.
What are you thinking over there, Krista?
I don't know.
Nothing? You got nothing?
No.
Sean wins that round. Good for you, Sean.
Fuck.
Yay.
That was brutal.
Yeah, it can be.
We're just aware of the time that we've eaten up with the first game, so we're just shitting this one out.
Yeah.
No, we're doing great on time.
Yeah, okay. Buddy.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything's good.
I totally got this.
Yeah, this is great.
It's something great going on with the time.
What voices are you even doing now? You're both doing silly voices that are just random.
I'm just trying to come up with a game. It's a game show.
I'm not talking in the kind of weird voice. I'm just trying to play the game correctly.
Can I take you out to the well and teach you how to say water?
I saw Helen Keller. Actually didn't see it. It was in described video on Braille.
On the Braille network? Yeah, it's really good.
It's hard to imagine that word if you've never heard words before.
All right, Graham, we'll start with you, and then we'll go to, we'll cruise around the other way. We'll go to Sean, and then... Well, let's start with Kristen, and then go to Graham, and then Sean.
Didn't she start last time?
Jesus.
It's fun. No, because she's next. You got the point. She's next.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. You do it. Do it hard.
I have a weird system, but, you know.
I really.
It's all about fate. It's all about fate and how high I am. So you get your title is suggested by Drew Hulsey. On Twitter. Is he here, really?
His father was an admiral.
Blade Runner. Blade Runner. So you gotta end with Blade, begin with Runner. And I know titles that exist that could accomplish that feat, but this is a tough one. Anything, Krista?
Is there something called Switchblade?
No, me.
No, but could you frisk that gentleman up there that just clapped? Security.
He's got a pound
Zany
of weed.
Zany, security, could you? I don't think there is. No,
probably not.
Should be. It's definitely like made for made for video or something. Like it's definitely been something, but I don't think that applies here. I'll be told I'm wrong. So which way we're going, Graham?
I'll go Sling Blade.
Sling Blade Runner.
Who let the dogs out?
I thought you'd say Zorro the Gay Blade, but Sling Blade is good too. And then Sean gets it has to end in Sling or begin with Runner.
Oh. Well, can I use part of the word?
Which part?
Sling Blade Runneragon.
What? That'd be Uragon.
Spelled the same way. It's a matter of
I
pronunciation.
Know. It's not a spelling game, though.
It is a spelling game, though. If Ventura Pet Detective gets in...
Let me throw it... That was brilliant.
But Sling Blade Runneragon is not brilliant?
Are you listening to yourself?
Yes.
Inner sadly. Space Ventura. Aragon. You have
no,
to.
No, wait a minute. She said it's Ace Ventura.
Runneragon.
Ace it's, Ventura, it's Pet Detective.
It's pronunciation.
Inner space, what am I saying? Blades? Sling Blade Runneragon. Runner.
Well, no, that's insane. Then you can just go run Star Trek.
But that's not true because it's spelled correctly. I don't understand why that is not allowed. It is a spelling situation.
I think we had this problem on the lost episode from Toronto.
Yeah, well, here's my thing.
I was so happy that one got lost because it's...
Are we going to start getting into inflection? Because Blade Runner, it should be Sling Blade, right? If you're saying it that way, Sling Blade Runner. It's not Sling Blade, it's Sling Blade. Sling Blade Runner.
I'm just excited to say that you're
I'm
out.
That is totally unfair and upsetting.
You already have a point. Relax. So who was still in it? Oh, Graham. So Graham got the point that time.
Great.
Yay.
Oh, shit. Bing, bang, bang.
Bing, bang, bang. Yes. There should be more of that on Jeopardy when people get the right answer.
Oh shit! Bing, bang, bang!
Ding, ding, ding!
Dong, dong, dong! Bang, 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 bang!
What is you're losing?
Bip, bip, doodle, doodle, dip. Back to you, Alex.
Just fucking.
Oh no, not the whistling.
Winner!
Anything but the whistling. I'll take Run Aragon anytime over the whistling.
I don't think that was wrong.
I thought there was a motion picture called The Runner Stumbles that you could have said, and then on Sling, it could have gone, there's a movie called The Gosling.
Oh, fuck.
Wow. Or no, I'm sorry, Geesling. They should make a movie about, like a nature movie about Ryan Gosling.
Yes.
And him just, it's just him running through a forest and...
Without his shirt
eating.
On.
He just, all he eats is squirrels.
Stops and finds a branch that's perfect for pull-ups and he just...
It's my pull-up spot.
Oh, then there's a fucking waterfall and he just fucking, yeah. Yeah, you ladies would love it. You could watch that for fucking 5 hours. You'd be watching it all just going, Right? That's how women masturbate. They just hold their titties and lick them.
Is there a man in here that is excited about going and going to go and watch and enjoy Magic Mike, the story of a male stripper? For reals, you guys? That's what I thought. That's what I thought.
That was so great. Like, Doug, you're an asshole. We're gay.
They could totally be straight.
So awesome.
He's got the baggy shorts on, the cutoffs, so I'm getting like a ball festival over here.
Boop, 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 boop. They're gay, Alex.
But you guys are great on Modern Family, and thanks for coming out.
It's so great. That is so great.
Like,
so brave. It was brave. That's what it was.
Like,
brave.
Already have our tickets to the midnight showing. What the fuck are you talking about?
That's your gay voice?
We already have tickets.
They're like gay pirates.
We're the center square on the Hollywood squares.
Yes, yeah.
Because chiffon wrinkles.
It's a ball festival.
A ball festival.
Storm up, winter's coming.
So awesome.
We've lost a newsie. He's fallen out of the balcony. Who's going to tell us about it in the morning?
Holy shit.
Hi, hi, very high. How you doing? All right. Let's try to settle up this tie because we got to move on to the main attraction. This is just the undercard of this very, very
it's
exciting bout.
An aperitif.
That's what it is. So Graham just got the point.
That's right, bitches.
All right.
We'll start with the P.F. Chang's lettuce wrap of the day.
Yeah.
We're building up to a full-on dumpling feast.
I would love it if it would be like, now it's time for Build a Title, brought to you by P.F. Chang's lettuce wrap.
So
let us wrap you in deliciousness.
We're gay.
Chang, you can believe in.
Wow.
Chang's
I
for coming.
I'm sorry.
So, Chang's for coming in.
That killed.
That probably didn't need to go on any further. Why? When Jackie Chan flies in, he gives the lady the V8, and he's like, that's a veggie breakfast, and then he disappears. When he's leaving, why does a gong go off? Like, why isn't anyone from a watchdog group going, why is a fucking gong going off when an Asian man leaves the scene?
Every Chinese home has a gong. Everyone.
Everyone needs to be warned when a Chinese man leaves the building. As soon as he takes off, gong. You know, crazy shit happens while he's gone.
I'm going to open the restaurant, honey. Gong. Let's go watch Jeremy Lin play basketball. Gong.
Seriously, homework assignment. Somebody get clips of Jackie Chan movies, a series of clips, and in every clip have the part where he leaves the scene and then hit a gong and go on to the next clip. YouTube sensation
right there.
You'll get at least 2,800 hits on that one.
Oh.
That's after
your
working for 5 days in a sweaty room next to a woman operating on somebody at a desk.
Just going, Channing Tatum.
Keep it physical all the time.
Always physical.
All right, so we're going to start with Sean, go to Krista, and this is hopefully going to settle it, but maybe Krista will pull into a three-way tie with these guys.
Oof.
Oh, I know. Anything could happen.
Pull it.
YCKMD underscore, one of the catchier Twitter names I've seen. YuckMD underscore. He suggests, or she, I don't know what it is, Air America.
Air America
for... and you can't say Americaragon.
I don't see why not. But now, you know what? I've got one, and I'm afraid to say it, because you people will pull the fucking rule machine out and run over my heart. Run over it.
Yeah, just say it.
Not so sweet, just say it. You guys.
We'll be cool.
Not great for me.
Just okay. Say it. I feel good about
okay.
it. I feel good about what you were going to do.
You're American gangster.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's how it's done. There's lots of movies that start with American, and that's the way to go.
And all of them end with tears.
Okay, American gangster. And so that leaves, we go to Krista, and she gets to deal with Air American Gangster.
Con Air American
Con.
Gangster.
Classic. Con Air American President Gangster. No, that's what I thought it was going to be, American President. American.
But it's the American President.
You're right. Good catch. I'm not even playing.
So what is it?
It's Con Air American Gangster.
I would have been disqualified for that. Someone else would have been let go. It would have been okay for them. But me, no. I'd be out.
Gangsters.
I'd be out.
Got some high people over here.
I'm out.
People are going to be listening to this going, does Doug just leave for periods of time? Does he just...
Bacon. Okay.
Who's it on? What's happening?
It's
Con Air America and Gangster. Anything?
The big con.
You have to do this every time. Not in front of the guests. I don't believe the big con is a movie. Who's in it?
It was with Cary Grant. Young Cary Grant was in it. It is a film noir movie from 1943.
That's all incorrect. I just looked it up.
No.
Oh, and
no.
I got something in my eye. I looked it up, got something in my eye, and you are out.
Oh, that's so real. That's bullshit, man.
So whose turn is
okay,
it now?
Okay, Sean. Now you have to go back at it. You got to end with con or begin with gangster.
The Necronomicon Air American Gangster.
Really? That's a movie?
Yes, a crappy H.P. Lovecraft movie.
Okay.
Aren't they all?
But the artwork in that is like that inspired Alien, right?
Yes.
Some of it? Something
no,
like that?
No, that was Geiger.
No.
Right? Geiger?
Or Necronomicon.
But it's a book wrapped in human flesh filled with a horrible danger.
Wasn't Necronomicon the name of the ship in Titanic?
Yes. Yes, that's right. That is right.
I'm having such a great time here in the state of Nashville.
Yeah, Nashville, yeah!
I had to think for a second to say it wrong. I had to stop myself and go, I hope I'm saying this wrong right. Okay, so... what's happening?
The Necronomicon Air American Gangster.
So then we go to Krista.
Oh, Krista.
Who has I've to got do nothing.
You don't have anything that ends
nothing.
In neck?
Ooh.
Neck?
No. No neck.
The hot neck. Hot Neck.
Oh yeah, that was that movie where Rob Schneider was an ugly guy, but he had a magic potion that gave him a really hot neck.
Yeah, had a really hot neck.
And all the women were just really attracted to his neck.
And these two gay guys were in Hot Neck. We're in. That made no sense.
Oh, I don't know.
Because they're
can hot neck it. Okay, so
I think I have one.
Sean won.
Yeah, am I done?
I believe. Yeah, I believe Sean is our winner of the whole. The whole thing.
Wow. Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think, you know, I think it's only appropriate to celebrate at this time.
Yay! For those listening at home, we just killed somebody. So that's what you missed out.
Yeah, we popped a man's balls to death.
Yeah.
It was Bryce.
Just took the one crack. Oh my God, UFC was brutal the other night.
Yeah, so
there's like blood squirting out of a dude's face. And the ref is just standing there like, this is sweet.
Why break this up?
That guy wasn't even in the fight though.
I know.
He was one of the concession guys.
He just gigged himself like an old school wrestler. See?
Popcorn. Candy floss.
Candy floss.
Who wants a tall boy?
You guys want to hear something crazy? We're exactly on time at this point. What has happened is happening exactly as I'd hoped it would. Because now it is time. Sean's going to get to go first. And that will be in the Leonard Maltin game.
Oh, shit.
So let's see those name tags. The Leonard Maltin game, the game you have to.
Oh my God, these are amazing
sit through
name
the other
tags.
Games to get to.
Oh my God.
You guys are amazing. These are
this
amazing.
This is really pretty sweet. Can you guys can you take a picture, Graham?
Yeah, I'll take a picture of
all
these.
Yeah, take
names.
A pictogram and we'll Instagram that shit. That's dude. I just thought of your next album title.
What?
Instagram. You could have like a superhero costume on. You could be a guy that swoops in and takes decent pictures of people. That's what kind of superhero Instagram is.
Then tags them.
Instagram right. Parsons Band.
There's a huge box of nerds. I'm very excited about that. I want to jerk off into that huge box of nerds. We got somebody with a... Is that a Ghostbusters license plate? Ecto-1?
Horse? What is it good for?
What is that creature in the back by the bar? Yeah, you lady.
No, that's a predator
what
helmet.
What is that? A predator helmet?
Predator head.
Predator head, it's holding...
You killed a predator,
it's
man!
A dollar bill.
This is
way
amazing.
Way to go.
You guys, this is like really impressive.
It's pretty incredible.
Did you get good pictures?
Yes, I did.
Okay, good.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so everybody, Krista and Sean and Graham, go pick the name tag you want to play for. And remember, people with name tags that you know, that's cute that you drew it on your keyboard, but now he's going to get to keep that. So keep that in mind.
Yeah, I'm going
to
smash it.
Oh, look at Howard the Duck.
I love Howard the Duck.
These guys, you guys,
this is great.
This is amazing. A Lego one says wit.
I apologize to the balcony. You're probably not going to get picked, even though that's a sweet pair of tits you're
nice
holding.
Nice titties in the balcony. Nice man boobs. There's a serial killer in the balcony who cut off a woman's breasts and mounted them. So now he can titty fuck 24/7.
You got one of them neuralizers, don't you, buddy?
I know.
These are amazing. These are amazing. I don't know who to pick. Krista, you go first, sweetie.
Okay.
Yeah, just go get it.
All right.
Yeah, you can put your mic down. Go grab one.
Krista's going to go out there Helen Keller style and just...
just feel the one you want.
Feel her way through it.
That's a little puppet there. There's a little puppet.
Oh, look at that thing.
I know.
Oh, that's the beaver from Caddyshack.
What does that say? What does that one say?
It's actually a gopher, I think.
I know. I said it on another show. I called it a beaver.
All right. Well, cool. I'll take yours. Right here. Let's go. Walk it up.
Yeah, turn okay.
You walk it up here? Thank you, sir.
I just want... I'm sorry, sir. I appreciate it. But I think the nerds have got your name on them. So... Well, actually, Jill's name on them.
Mac and Kimmy.
Jilly.
Out of this world and into your heart. Give all these name tags a round of applause. You guys are, that's really impressive.
Give it.
Clap it
fucking
up.
Give it. You guys are just sitting there like,
Sorry.
There's a shithead on the back of your thing, so don't say that out loud.
Don't say it.
Yeah.
Nerds. Ooh, candy? You got candy?
I just there have you go. Nerds Rita, are a shithead.
Who are you playing for, Krista?
I'm playing for Swan.
Oh, and it's got free candy.
It's a zombie mini pearl.
Yeah.
Oh, very appropriate for Nashville.
Yeah.
I'm very proud to be here.
They didn't know Sebastian Cabot, but they knew Minnie Pearl.
She is a legend of this town.
And this Sean has a box that says Jilly Wonka.
When I was younger and slimmer, I looked like Gene Wilder.
The Gene Wilder version. Yeah. And it's also a huge box of nerds.
Yeah, it's a big really box full of nerds, my friends.
Oh, wow. Are they chunky nerds? They're boxes of them.
Oh, bust those bitches out. Let's do this.
So you don't have to eat them all in one sitting. You can eat a little box at a time.
Hang on. We're busting those bitches out. Like, who talks that way about candy? Oh, that's a lovely bitch. Oh.
Toss them bitches.
This bitch is not part of my 99 problems. Not in that equation at all.
Sorry, 99 I just hit somebody problems with nerds.
And my nerds ain't one.
Here, if you guys want a nerd.
I got 99 problems and a bitch is some. There's a few things.
Definitely a few
there's
things.
There's a couple things that are on the list of my problems.
You were talking
no
about
relationship
that.
Is perfect, I think no. is what we're saying.
Oh, Howard the Duck. Did you want one? Okay, she didn't want one anyway. Gay guys!
Gay nerds!
They caught it. Oh, man, you know, it sounds like you're hitting them in the face with these little boxes.
Well, some of these people have very brittle bones, and if they're hit with anything, they just turn to tiny pellets.
They have avian bird flu. I've got brittle bones. Is that all of it?
No, there's some in there still.
Oh, keep doing it. Let's get rid of all of it.
Open the other side, bitch!
This is so much fun to listen to.
This is a foolish form of candy distribution.
All right, balcony.
What are you going to do now? Kick them into the audience? Oh, hit those tits. Hold those tits up. Try to hit the tits with the nerds.
I'm going to hit those titties with some nerds.
Put your shirt on, Bryce.
Oh, yeah. Some guy's got a shirt up. Yeah, here are your beads, you whore.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. Did I hit someone
people,
in the face up there? I'm sorry. Are you okay? I'm sorry.
People who like beads are not whores.
Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. Are you okay? Let me try again, then.
Who doesn't want some beads? I mean, it's a trick question. All right. Well, that was
I
something.
Chucked him really hard. I hope I didn't hurt someone's face. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah, he's really sorry.
Sometimes.
Sorry about your
hurt.
Face.
I just want.
I would actually like those.
That was.
I didn't get any.
That was Revenge of the Nerds.
Bitches!
Oh, joke of the night, ladies and gentlemen.
So, Krista's 11-year-old listens to this. Very bad examples, gentlemen.
What do you expect from a woman who does surgery on a desk?
Holy shit.
Well, precision, for one thing. And she's,
I guess so.
And she's been showing it so far. And Graham, who are you playing for?
I am playing for Mac and Kimmy out of the...
Woo!
Let's do it.
I saw it. I think you tweeted earlier. I think I saw it. It was something about, like, if I don't get my wheelchair in there, there's going to be fucking hell to pay, bitches.
He's like, I'm
you were really foul-mouthed and determined.
The challenge is getting out of here with that wheelchair, all right? Because I'm taking it.
Who's going to play you in the movie? Who's going to play the plucky girl in the wheelchair that calls ahead and says, you better fucking have shit ready?
Mila Kunis. Mila Kunis.
She's a very good actress.
She's very talented.
Oh, I'm so excited about these nerds. I got the grape ones.
That was so awesome.
Only we will know about it.
I am tired from jumping around and wrestling.
Are we still on time now?
It's a good thing you were stretching backstage. You get ready for a performance.
You never know.
Because you know that shit's going to happen.
You never know when there's going to be some nerd dancing.
You got to, sometimes a bit's going nowhere. You got to tap it out. Yep. You got to just go into a dance. The whistling, I'm not so crazy about, but... So Sean gets to go first.
Yes.
Then we'll go to Krista, because okay. She's been a great, so good at these games.
It's, very good.
It's been awesome. I'm sorry, who are you playing for again, Krista?
I am playing for Swan.
Swan.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Jesus. That was fucking crazy.
This doesn't sound like a swan. Sounds like a bird of prey.
Our love is an old love, baby. You know what that's from?
Yes. Some one person in the audience has confirmed it.
The guy, the huge Sebastian Cabot fan.
Paul Williams wrote all the music and was the star. He played the devil in Phantom of the Paradise, and his name was Mr. Swan.
Oh, okay.
And that's what it was.
Yeah, that's all true.
Yeah.
That's all real.
Baby.
And who are you playing for again there, Sean?
Little baby Jilly.
Jilly.
Little baby Jilly with her nerd backs. Little baby Jilly with her nerd backs.
Okay, Sean. Sean gets to pick a category.
Uh huh.
He gets to choose between the following.
Is it pronunciation of movies? Titles?
Yeah, that's the category.
This is a different
movies that are difficult to pronounce. And win games with.
This is a different game. This is the one that you've done quite well at.
Oh, yeah.
You went -4 one time on Star Trek The Voyage Home.
Yes.
It was impressive. But it happened in Canada.
So it doesn't count.
No, we didn't record it. It was just at a live show, stand-up show. Kind of like what we did yesterday. But now we're taping them. Oh. It's Carey Mulligan's birthday today. We saw her in the trailer today for Great Gatsby.
Yep.
Finally, a movie that her haircut caught up. It's like, finally, she's had that short hair for a while. She must have really wanted to be in this kind of movie.
Yes.
Because why have that hair in, Money Never Sleeps, Wall Street 2?
Dumb.
Why
have a bob?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Money Never Sleeps, 23 Skidoo.
Never sleeps. That Molly never ever sleeps.
I'm gonna have to withdraw this category because that's the actual answer. I shouldn't have brought up the movie that's the answer.
Great.
Just start talking about it.
That's why Alex Trebek doesn't smoke weed, you guys. Right there. He doesn't just look at the more great category. Oh, fuck, that one's goddamn Burt Reynolds for $500. You're going to love that one.
It's nerd poisoning.
There's a whole team behind Alex Trebek and what he does. This is all me.
You're alone.
Having some nerds mid-show.
Having some nerds, learning about Cuba.
Oh, they're so fucking
some nerds.
Good. Okay, I got to give you three categories still. Sean gets to pick. Category called I Bet You Don't Know the Full Title, which is a movie where when you guess the answer, you probably won't say the full title. That's my challenge to you.
And if you don't say it, you fail.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
At Sunny Prospect on Twitter suggested what to infect when you're infecting, which is movies where there's some sort of plague.
Mm-hmm.
And then the King of Pancakes category, the number one movie 10 years ago to this very day at the box office here in the U.S. of A.
Hmm.
What do you think, Sean? Which of those categories do you like?
Wow.
Yeah, really think about it.
I'm going to go with what to infect when you're infected. What to expect when you're infected.
Okay. What to infect when you're infected. From 1995 is this movie that Leonard gives 2.5 stars. And he says about this film that it is dynamite. And 2.5 stars and it's dynamite.
Seems, maybe he was seems injured a little in an off. Explosion.
Yeah, maybe something happened between the rating and the writing. He calls it dynamite and he says that, it goes almost completely awry in the second half. Just awry.
Ugh.
It goes from dynamite to awry. So that's got to be uncomfortable for people. So thank you, Leonard, for warning us. And he lists 4, 5, 6, 11 names? Yeah, 11 names. How many names do you think you can get it in, Sean Cullen?
Well, I'm going to start light and go with... I'm going to go with 9.
What'd you say?
9.
Said 9 names.
I can't hear them over the crunching of these nerds.
Oh, they're so good.
That's how a lot of kids go deaf.
Right, Krista?
Night, Krista!
What do you want to do with that, Krista? He says 9 names out of 11.
I'll go 5.
Okay. She came to play. She's got a win for Swan. A good old Swanny.
Four.
Whoa. What do you think of that, Sean? It. Sean right. says name it. You want the clues again?
Yes.
Something.
There's a movie
the
where
four
there's some
names
sort
are.
Of disease. There's some sort of disease. He thinks it's dynamite, and then it sucks, and it's 2.5 stars. Fucking let
dynamite
him
dynamite goes
every...
awry. Awry in the second yeah. half.
That's what cost you that half star was rye.
Dynamite to a rye. And your four names are Lance Kerwin, Jim, the great Jim Antonio, Dale Dye, and Zakes Mokai. And the movie's from 1995. What's it called, Graham?
Is that Outbreak?
That is correct!
Well done.
That's for you.
There's a monkey in it.
Yeah.
I got to write that down. Graham did something right for once. That was awesome. Okay, so that means who challenged him? Sean did?
Yeah.
So we'll start with Krista and go to Sean. You can pick from the following categories. Would you like Peggy Sue Got Marleyed and Me? That's films where Kathleen Turner dies. Or at Fragrant Bleach suggested top build, and that is movies that were played, mentioned in tonight's round of Build a Title.
That's fucking right.
That thunder after that.
Here comes
so,
the thunder, bitches.
So dramatic.
There's a storm a brewing.
Shit just got serious and real serious.
They should say funnier things in Men in Black 3. I'm just going to say it. They should say funnier things. When I agree to disagree is the catchphrase they keep saying. No. No.
Yeah.
No. I agree to disagree. Why do you keep saying that?
It's
We're
like
battling, they, we are battling yeah. each other.
It's like they couldn't get the rights to talk to the hand or something fucking stupid like that. It was so dumb.
Yeah, the rights to yeah, talk to the
someone
hand were
copywritten.
They're
talk
all
to the
yeah.
hand.
They're all tied up in that yeah. what's her name?
You can get
the nanny. Fran Drescher made a Talk to the Hand movie.
Yeah.
It was about her arguing with the glove from Hamburger Helper.
Why do you only have three fingers? Yes!
Was that Chewbacca as Fran Drescher?
Yes.
Chewie, get the engines running.
When Chewie gets drunk, when he has too much mead or whatever the fuck.
Wookie mead.
He drinks mead.
Wookie mead.
Because it was a long time ago.
When he has too much grain,
he also is...
He does impressions.
He has a gluten intolerance that makes him shit his fur.
Makes him crazy. Oh, this is great when he's drunk. Chewbacca, do your Fran Drescher. Do your Fran Drescher. That's great.
Or Grandma's Cock, the films of Jeff Garlin. I don't know why it never gets picked.
Until today, because I said...
It's happening?
It's happening.
Oh,
I
no.
I said, if that's the category, I'm picking Grandma's
Cock. And
you're going
to say it out loud, and your child is going to listen to it.
I'll cover his ears.
Okay. You'll know exactly when we're going to say cock.
Yes.
Because it'll be right after and before Grandma's.
Grandma, yes.
Let me just for fun, like, then you take your hands off and just wait, like, two beats. Cock, cock, cock.
Yeah.
That was just for fun. Jeff Garlin is in this movie, according to Leonard Maltin and his app. 2.5 stars. He says about the film that it's... it starts off abysmally, improves as it goes along, but then there's that formulaic, barely credible finale. I'd call it an ending if you're slagging on it that hard. I wouldn't call it a finale. Am I right, gay dudes? They just got their bill, so they're doing math.
Shit got real serious because they got to save money for the Channing Tatum account. They said they're going.
What's a Channing Tatum account?
Well, they use the Dave Ramsey envelope system and they save money every month. There's
do they buy stuff that's on his wish list?
Yeah.
They buy him stuff. I need some new road pants. Please buy me some. All right, so those are good clues, right?
Yes. Yeah. Did you tell me a year?
I'm about to.
Okay, good.
2008. 2.5 stars. And all that other stuff. And there are... 16 names? Uh-oh. Yeah, oh, Jesus is right.
Okay, let's go with 16 names.
Yeah, smart opening bid. Knows 15 how to play names. The game.
You had 15?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. 15, says Sean.
10.
Oof.
8.
Yeah.
Oh, God. 7.
So 7 names out of 16. Sean Cullen, I think you need to name that movie.
Oh, this isn't happening to us.
This is going to be terrible.
Oh, so if Chewbacca was... he says gluten. That's the one English word he knows is gluten.
That's why his coat's so lustrous. You see other Wookiees walking around like, what are you fucking doing wrong or right?
Too much gluten.
Stupid Wookiee.
Gluten will fuck up your...
Fucking goddamn Wookiee.
Yeah.
Do you think anybody's ever been mad at Chewbacca, ever?
Yeah.
I think he's nice.
Sure. In the Clone Wars, people are very angry at him.
Oh, yeah.
A group of bounty hunters chasing.
I meant real people. I'm talking about real people.
And well, he's not a real person, Chewbacca. Though. It doesn't make
You're
any
right,
sense.
You're right, he's not a person.
Do you think people were mad at Hamlet? Yeah. A lot of people hate
that
guy.
Yeah, that was fucked up what he did.
What a fucked up asshole.
He was a dick.
Yes, I think that.
Stabbity. Stabbity, stabbity through the tapestry. Stabbity, stabbity. Sorry, Polonius. Just an asshole here. Prince of Denmark. Bitter, bitter fucker.
Isn't that the song right at the act break of the musical Stabbity Stabbity? Yeah.
Stabbity 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 Tapestry Polonius. I did an erroneous stab. Stabbity Stabbity Cab. Get me a cab. I've got to run because I stabbed Polonius now. Yeah.
That's
after the third act.
After the third act.
Third act. Well, there's five acts
deep
in Hamlet.
Into the, oh no.
Yeah, for sure.
It's one
for
of those
sure.
long ones.
Things start to go wrong and get and pick up in the fourth act.
How many times do people get to go to the lobby and buy expensive drinks and stand in long lines to urinate near others?
Is this a question about Hamlet or is this about
some play that you're in? I don't know. I can't keep up with your schedule. One minute you're writing a book, the next minute is some other book.
Hamlet the musical. Funny Boy.
That's the Hamlet the musical Funny Boy?
That's from the producers. That's what Max Bialystock puts on a play, and it's a flop, and it's called Funny Boy. I'm your Hamlet the musical.
Nanny Boy!
It's pretty funny.
That is so
boy.
Funny, Funny Boy. Hey, can I get another one of the, you know what? Thank you so much. She's
vial of heroin.
She gets me my heroin.
On stage?
Can you give me another kill a hooker? Can you do that for me?
It's fun to use cutesy language when talking about heroin. Can you get me the whatsy whoosy that I like? That I like. See?
Can you give me the little brown liquid train? Choo choo choo.
Graham Elwood, your four names.
Oh.
Are
what? Wait, wait, what? What?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Your one name.
Wait, no.
No, I have to do it in seven.
Sean Cullen.
Sean in seven. Okay, here we go.
And it's 2008 movie.
It's a good thing you guys are here.
Jesus.
Okay, Krista, you get 12 names.
No, okay.
That seems...
Starting with... Ready, Sean?
And these names are not in the movie.
Right. These are all...
Just random
names. What I do is I just think of names.
Dave Wilson.
Yes.
Connie Francis.
Like this first...
Connie Francis! Captain Antoniel, that counts as two names.
That's right.
No, these are legitimate,
or it could
legitimate
be a...
names. None of these weird names of crazy musicians and stuff and people that don't belong. Here we go. Pete Best.
Oh, well, wait a minute.
Right? I saw it, and I don't remember Pete Best being in it.
He's long.
Jane Krakowski. Mm. Jonathan Glazer. Lonnie Ross. Bradley Cooper.
Oh.
Ooh. Fred Armisen. Howard Hesseman.
And this movie was made.
Yeah, this movie was completed.
This is an actual film. Two and a half stars from Leonard. He said all those really nice things about it. What? Oh, my drink. Thank you so
Here
much.
Here comes your heroin.
God, that was so weird. Hey, Doug. Psst.
Oh, we're going to need a bent spoon and a sterno can. We're going to need that up here.
Hey,
Thank
Doug.
You, sweetie.
Hey, Doug, did you hear about the dead newsie? Fell out of the balcony during your show.
Got hit with a Nerds box. Went cold.
Oh.
So what do you
Jesus.
Think? What do you think, Sean? Any idea? What was the category?
Jeff Garland movies.
Oh, yeah.
Grandma's
Jeff Garland
Cop.
Is in this. So that's another name. That's a bonus name because we didn't get to him yet, did we? Yeah.
Well, I can't believe he made it above seven people into the title. So that's interesting.
Yeah, how did Howard Hesseman not get billed over Jeff Garland? That's fucking weird.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I was. He
you
was
got,
being
you got
facetious.
To look, you also have to take into account the size
facetious.
Of the role, you know.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say Hamlet. Hamlet the movie.
Great guess, great guess. But the actual answer. Oh, well, let me get the confetti ready. That's
too 2 points.
That's too much fun. To not have for him. Not have confetti when I announce this. The movie is called The Rocker, and Graham is our winner.
Hey,
how about
hey,
how about one thing?
Hey,
what? Just one request. learn another song.
Okay. name a song and I'll sing.
Why do you always
have
tequila?
To do that song from
Pearl
the
Exorcist? Jam? Okay, this guy wants me to do Pearl Jam.
Oh, it's a Pearl Jam. Here we go.
All right.
You can't even commit to the dumb joke that you're going to do the same thing again.
No, I can do it. I can do
okay,
Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam. Here we go.
Slim Whitman has covered Pearl Jam in his new album.
It is. It's yeah, really good.
It's good.
It's really good. It's really good. Here's I'm going to do Even Flow.
Whoa, Jesus.
Yep, nailing it. Oh, yeah. That's perfect. That's great.
Holy shit.
It's great. Dogs are dying. Dogs are dying.
Jesus.
Put the mic down. Take the prizes to our winner. What's
Big
your name
winner,
again?
Matt Kimmy!
Kimmy! Here, take all this back to her.
You got a shithead on the back of yours? Nowhere? You got a shithead anywhere on there?
I don't see one. Oh, she'll here, there she'll write it down. And don't
we
got
to collect the shitheads.
Don't put my name.
It's always a fun part. I want to read Kimmy's shithead
Kimmy
anyway.
Kimmy's shithead is very funny.
She wrote, whoever drew the shitty comedian pictures on the side wall is a shithead.
They have Gallagher up there.
I personally think they're works of art. There's this retarded kid named Art who...
And now I'm going to whistle, Don't Call Me Daughter.
No! Ow! So painful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't whistle, daughter.
All right, we're going.
You're a misspoken.
We're running over time. Oh, here we go.
Clearly I remember throwing nerds at a dude.
Well, the nerds were flying.
Anyway.
And the people crying. And then I ate a pie. And
that's just your bail on the...
Boom.
Thank you guys so much for coming today. This was really fun.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Super cool. Proud. This Graham Elwood freak and I are going to be tap dancing and whistling into your hearts at the Funny Bone in Virginia Beach, June 23rd and 24th. We'll be in Tulsa at the IDL Ballroom on June 26th. I think they made that up. That's a practical joke. And we'll get there and they'll be like, ha-ha. It'll just be some guy's living room, you know, with bong water stains everywhere. We're going to be at the Comedy Works in Denver, June 26th. And at
Denver,
yeah!
Denver, yeah!
The oxygen is thin there.
Sean Cullen doesn't know that the Denver yeah is something T.J. Miller and Pete Holmes say.
I don't know.
And you
that.
Just kind of jumped in like that. Well, that was normal that people are yelling that. So
I don't know.
I had my version.
They yell about fucking anything.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like you're at a sale for fridges, and by the end of it, people are milling around yelling USA. USA, I got 25% off! USA! USA! We don't do that.
It does.
Up
it
in
happens.
Canada, because we don't use fridges.
That totally
we
happens.
We just leave our food outside and hope that wolves don't eat it. They don't eat canned stuff, but they do eat meat.
Krista, do you have anything to plug? Any dates coming up? Any
tour dates?
Any surgeries?
Well,
any days where we probably shouldn't have lunch with you at your desk?
Be at work tomorrow.
Oh, all right. When's break time? Everyone can pop in.
Y'all can come anytime in the afternoon. It's fine.
Sweet.
Well, let's have a round of applause for Krista Martin.
Krista, that was so great. That was so
really,
great.
Really cool. Good times. The T-shirt that Graham is gonna—it's the last one that was made by foreigners. I'm looking around for like we didn't give her the prize bag
it's
already.
In the prize bag.
Yeah, it's in the bag. But that T-shirt in there. Make sure she gets the size that she wants.
Yeah, if you need to switch the size, I'll be out of here.
And Graham will be out on the sidewalk. It's a fun thing we do. We have a sidewalk sale after our shows.
Sean will start chanting USA. It'll be awesome.
If it's a bit big, Graham will sew the bottom of it together a little bit in the middle, and you can make it into a little pantsuit.
Turns it into a nice onesie.
Yes. I'll be outside doing tailoring. I can do any alterations that you need.
Yep. Pocket sewerman.
You do. You should have infant size. Because palm strike shirts.
Yeah.
All right. You people start getting pregnant, and we'll fucking do it.
Yeah, it's on you people.
Yeah.
See you in 10 months.
The entire crowd is lined up for a fucking palm strike onesie.
Make a baby.
All right. So that was Graham Elwood. Oh, you have the plugs? Anything plugs?
Yeah, yeah. My new CD's out, Palm Strike Dance Party, available. Many of you have it. You're awesome. Thank you. It is available. Everything, my podcast, it's all available at GrahamElwood.com. Thank you, Nashville. Yeah, Denver. What? Doug's taking a photo. We almost fell off the stage.
And Sean Cullen, anything to plug?
Well, I just finished the first draft of my next novel today. It's called Dreamland, and hopefully that will be out of the spring. And then, but you won't read it because you're old. And but I've got a podcast named The Sean Pod. You can download it for free on iTunes. It's just really more of the same. And I have an album called I Am a Human Man that you can get on iTunes as well. So.
And also, you told me backstage that you had like a special end of show song that you wanted to sing.
Oh, yeah, okay. This city is sweaty, the sweat runs down, and the dreams come out at night. P.F. Chang, are you listening? The stars are glistening. Nashville, city of dreams. Come dance with some ribs on your chest from a guy with a barrel that's filled up with charcoal. And he bakes up the ribs and he smears them on your flesh and then releases a cougar which chases you down to the streets of this town as your flesh is torn from your bones. 'Cause you know here in Tennessee, when you're in Nashville, you'll never die alone.
Yeah!
Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch.
You go. Holy shit. I'm glad I talked that guy into coming down from Canada, and I'm glad that other guy. I'm the other guy's all right. And, Krista did a great job. That was super awesome. And thanks again, Nashville. We'll do this again sometime. That was really great. And I'm trying to guess which order will be funnier to do these in, and I can't figure out the formula, so I'm just going to have to take a stab at it and see if you guys agree with me. John Travolta is a shithead. As always, John Travolta is a shithead. And mustard is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold is viewing prowess makes.